they
bad.
Say? Does it say what the longest return is?
Well, if they have 56 total, not very long.
No, I know. Maybe they had a 55 one.
It's listed as NVL. Well, you know there's
fair
not been a,
cut all.
You know as well as anybody, there's not been a 55 yard
no,
return.
No,
Tom's in Conway. Tom.
Hey, Tom. I heard something yesterday about where they had a chance to get John Gruden. Is that right?
Yeah, but we passed on him.
Now, what's the deal? I mean, a lot of people are calling in saying this and that. You guys are defending yourselves. You're not really listening to what a lot of the people from Conway, the Arkansas Razorbacks have to say about this. I mean, it's like...
What are they saying, Tom?
Well, you guys aren't always... You always have negative response to everything that anybody calls in and says.
I just tried to give the people hope. I said in 2 years they're going to have a much better defense than they have this year.
Tom, what are you talking about specifically?
Okay, like Jeff Long.
He didn't call in.
Jeff Long let Petrino go to prove a point.
Now, Jeff Long just fired Petrino, yes?
Yeah, he fired him to prove a point that he's got control of what's going on up there.
He fired him because he lied to him, and he fired him because guess what? If one of my employees lied to me on a big issue, I would fire them too.
I don't think he should have fired him.
Okay. You don't?
I changed my mind.
No, there's no way. Okay. Now, so this is a big joking matter that Arkansas can't win a football game because Petrino's not there. They had a chance to get another coach. They didn't take him.
Who?
John Gruden, he just said.
No, Tom, who did they have a chance to get?
They had a chance to get Gruden back.
No, they didn't.
Here. I mean, what's John Smith doing anyway besides shaking hands and smiling?
Tom, are you seriously calling this show and telling me they had a chance to get Gruden and they didn't get him?
Well, they were talking about it, weren't they? You guys
who?
No.
Who is, yeah, we were.
Tom, who is
you
they?
Were.
Who is they that's talking
the
about
people
it?
With having a movement.
Jeff Long wasn't talking about it.
I'm trying to get Tom pinned down on this because I want to know where he's coming from. If you're going to come after me, you better make sure you know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing I'm trying to say is, why would they go and let John Smith do it? And they were going to get rid of him at the beginning of the year anyway. But yet they hired him back for a head coach. Why didn't they just let Petrino coach until they could find someone different? Why are they going to go pay somebody some more money when they already had Petrino paid?
Tom. You realize that they got their money back from Petrino, right? You realize they didn't pay him the $3.6 million or whatever he was going to make this year, right? You do understand that.
Here's the thing: how much could the college have brought in if we would have went to a bowl game?
Yeah, they could have gotten
a lot than we're getting now. Other colleges to beat us.
Hey, Tom, you do realize that other teams are going to make that money for the league, and that money's split across the SEC, and so it doesn't matter if actually Arkansas goes and earns it or not. Somebody's going to, and they're going to get a piece of the pie. You get that?
It doesn't matter if they earn it or not.
Right. They're going to get the same amount of money. So it's not a money issue, Tom. So you're not accurate there. That's not even accurate.
So then go get the best coach you can get if you don't have a money issue. You know what? Here's a problem.
You're mixing my money issues, Tom.
Jeff Long is up there spending everybody else's money and deciding how it should be spent. It ain't his to spend.
Well, first,
it's everybody else's.
I really think that with all that money and responsibility he has, he didn't make all those decisions.
No, that's true.
The people donating to the college, it's their money. They should have a little bit of say.
Well, Tom,
the
government spends my money, and they don't ask me how it should be spent. They just spend it. That's
the way
the world
works. Government ain't
playing
football for you either.
Well, good point. Good point, Tom.
Although the United States would have an awesome football team,
we would rock against Honduras.
Although, I'd be willing to. Debate you on that issue that the people who are giving big money to this government aren't calling the shots.
Well, I think they are.
And that's exactly how it is, I think, with
the
athletic department.
Who's on the Board of Trustees for the United States?
Yeah, but look at how much money
a second,
lot
Tom.
Of people
Tom.
Are donating
Tom, hang on a
college.
Second. You're not listening. Hang on.
Bill Gates.
Okay.
Hathaway, Berkshire.
Tom,
guy.
Hang on. You're going to get a chance to talk.
Warren Buffett.
We have two choices here. I can hang up on you or you can wait your turn.
Hang on. Rockefeller.
Steve Wozniak.
Rockefeller, which one's around now? David Rockefeller?
Yeah, David Rockefeller.
What about Gronkowski? Are they asking him what he thinks?
Yeah, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's got a lot of input in the budgetary process.
I could vote for Tom Brady.
I like his wife better than
him.
She
can't run. She's not even an American-born citizen.
She could be naturalized. She'd get her green card.
Multimillionaire.
Okay, Tom, go on. I'm sorry.
No, seriously?
But all these guys that are donating all this money to this college, they should have a little bit of say-so on what's going on besides just one person. I'll bet there's a lot of people mad that have donated lots of money.
Well, Pat,
more
said
than you
that
and
they
I could
do.
Ever make.
But they do have some input, Tom.
Yeah, well,
Long's listening to those guys.
Yeah, well,
what if all those guys said to fire him?
Himself.
Well, like maybe they told him to fire him.
Like I said before, there should be a party or a committee of 10 or 12 people to decide that instead of one person.
Like a star chamber.
It's called the board.
Because now Jeff Long just made a laughing stock out of the...
Tom, let me ask you a question.
Arkansas Razorbacks are just, you know... And they're not going to win another game this year. I don't know what
you
guys think.
Yes, they
are. Thinking.
You want to bet me $100 right now?
Yeah, I'll go $200.
Bring your money. Bring your money to Dunkin' Donuts. We're at 6805 Cantrell Road.
Witness.
Get down
win.
Here and put your money where your mouth is. $200
they are
bucks.
Not
I'll be here.
Tom,
quit yammering and get in the car. You're 30 minutes away in Conway. Bring your $200
like
down here.
Couldn't teach a duck to swim across a pond of water.
Tom, bring your money down here and we'll make the bet.
I got to come there. You're going to pay triple.
I'll be in Conway tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. You give him some odds.
I'll be in Conway tomorrow. Come by and see me, and I'll make that bet with you. I'll be happy to.
Oh, my money's good.
No. Your money's not good.
How do you
Your money's
know?
Not good. Because I've had bets with listeners because this is not my first day on the job. And guess what? When they lose, they don't show up and pay. That's how that
They're
works.
They're not going to win another game, man. I don't know what your problem is. But remember this
My problem
day
is
on the
you
last
because
game.
You don't know what you're remember talking about.
Remember this day on the last game they play.
Okay, I will. I'm going to say, boy, Tom really told me. That was such a great call that he made from Conway. That was brilliant.
Tom's like JT and my cousin Vinny. He said he doesn't have the money, but he can get it.
Tom, do you have an injury above the shoulders, yes or no?
Justin, you know what your problem is? You don't listen to people from Conway.
Okay. I do listen to people from Conway. I live in UCA half the season.
There's a movement, and you're getting away of it, okay? So just step aside. There's a movement.
Tom, you want to go double or nothing on whether or not UCA wins another game this year?
Do it,
Tom. I don't watch UCA. I'm not involved in that.
What are you? You're not involved in anything. You obviously live under a rock because you have no idea what's going on in the world.
He says I'm not involved,
and you're about to give me $200.
I don't. I'm about to make $200. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
They're not going to win one.
You keep saying that, but you don't want to put your money up. You just want to yammer.
Tom, I think you guys should exchange text messages.
All the coaches have taught the Arkansas Razorback players this to be a give up team, and
they taught them that
every fourth, third, and fourth quarter they're giving up.
How do you teach people to give up?
I'll tell you how. It's a lack of coaching, and that's what the players are doing, too. They're giving up, too, because the coaches are giving up.
Are they not coaching?
The coaches all know they're going to lose their job next year as soon as they get a new coach.
That's true. Let me ask you this.
What are they trying for?
Because, Tom, they want to work next year, too, and if they just tank the season and they don't try and they don't work,
Who's
it's not going to look very good.
Who's going to hire them when they win one and lose the rest?
They're going to win, too. I just bet $200 on it. You're not listening.
No, they already won one. That don't count.
Well, it does because they're going to win another one, and you're going to owe me $200 you're not going to pay me.
They're not going to win. You know they're not.
Well, now we're not going anywhere with this. Now this conversation just became annoying. It was really good for a minute there because you were talking crazy, and I was continuing to sort of entertain it. But now you're just going to say the same thing over and over again.
Every person that comes in there or that calls in there, you guys talk crazy stuff to them.
Not everybody comes in here. We're Dunkin' Donuts.
Then you got one guy that works in there and goes, I think, I like. What's the deal with that? You got to think on what he's going to say.
Hey, Tom, what do you do for a living?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, Tom, you tell me.
I'm just curious. I want to know what you do.
I can come in there and talk crap and trash like you guys.
No, you can't talk trash like I can. Tom, you're not one-tenth of the trash talker I am.
You've hung up on me so many times. Your turn, bye.
Tom, don't be a terrible caller and then hang up on me. What I wanted to know is, does Tom's boss come and ask stupid Tom what to do at work? Because guess what, Tom? I guarantee you if your boss came and asked you what they should do as a company, you would already be out of work. And that's probably what happened. That's why you don't want to talk about it, because your boss came in and go, hey, Tom, what do you think we should do about this? And you said, the dumbest thing ever. And he said, okay, we'll do that. And then the company went under, and now you don't have a job, and neither does your boss. See, that's what I think happened.
Like Anyone? Seinfeld, you should go down to his office and heckle him.
Thank you.
I think it'd be great.
My heart rate never got above 60, even when I ate his liver.
That was riveting radio.
Oh, that's good, though. Sometimes you have to entertain that. I don't mind. I'm getting a lot of text messages from people who say they feel sorry for me. But I love that stuff. I love it.
You are very good at it.
I mean, it's good. Look. I was waiting for him to make a point because I thought he might be on to something, but it turns out I was right again.
Well, he did make a point. You do ignore people from Conway way too much.
That is so unfair.
You should start paying attention to ConVegas.
Look, if you call in from Conway, you double your chances of getting on the air with me.
I know you do.
Look, and if you're wearing purple when you call in, double your chances.
How was the food last night at Stromboli's?
I got to be honest. It was pretty
that
spectacular.
That place is rocking your world, isn't
brother,
it?
I'm telling you, I had a seafood cannelloni that would light you on fire. But I traded it all for a donut right now. Conan's here to talk about it. Conan, are you busy? Can we take a timeout real quick? We need to talk now?
No, no, we're good.
Because here's the thing. I entertained that too long, and Pat's mad at me. So can we take a timeout real fast? And
absolutely.
Then, and when we come back, you can... We can talk at length.
We'll get Pat fed up.
Fed up?
Yeah.
I can't. I just listen.
He's
can't
already
take
fed up with the show.